Welcome. My name is Oge, and I'm the host and creator of The Oge Show, a podcast where details about societal issues are brought to the fore via opinionated discourse, leaving you informed, entertained, and most importantly, educated. Join us every Friday by 6 p.m. for new and amazing content. All you have to do is simply subscribe. Thank you.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of The Oge Show. My name is Okechi. So today on the show, we'll be discussing is paternity leave necessary. But before that, I want to apologize for 2 weeks of being a wall. Yes, I'm going to be happy. You don't know what that acronym stands for. So the thing that is, if you've been following my social media, especially if you follow me on Twitter, is at The Oge Show, by the way. I wasn't feeling inspired. I just felt indifferent. I felt numb. I wasn't motivated to do anything, to record, to, you know, send mails to guests, to call them and find out if they're going to be available for a podcast session. I just was not in the mood for any of that. Like, I had topics I wanted to talk about, but I was not just in the mood to talk about them. I was just in this place where mentally it was not all positive, and I didn't want to fight it. I just thought, okay, I needed a break to figure out certain things, and I took the break. And as usual, I went to one of my go-to books. This book is Battlefield with the Mind by Joyce Meyer. It comes highly recommended for me, especially if you're trying so hard, if you're in a place, okay, Kanye West says the sunken place, and you're trying to leave that, you're feeling unmotivated, uninspired, which is, that book is perfect. It's really, really perfect. So I picked up that book. It's my 5th time or 4th time reading it, that's for sure. But I know I've read more than 3 times. And I started from chapter 1 again. And I started reading. I know it's an affirmation of the greatness that I am, that I'm a work in progress. It's an affirmation of the talent that I have, of God has deposited in me. The book is just positivity with paperback. That is what it is for me. I remember I bought that book in 2017. I was on a road trip from Port Harcourt to Lagos, and I have this thing, I have this habit where I'm on a road trip, I buy a book, a travel companion, and I bought that book. It wasn't my first time seeing the book. I've been hearing about the book for like 2, 3, 4 years. But I've never gotten to buy it. And I bought the book, and it had the first 2 pages, and I was hooked. And I think another thing that is so addictive about that book and so positive about the book is, especially if you're a Christian, it has these Bible passages you can actually go and cross-check, and, you know, that backs up all what the author is talking about. It's been amazing. I just read just only 4 chapters again, and it was so overwhelming. It was me, you know, telling myself all the reassurance I needed, that this whole thing wasn't a waste of time and all that. It's been, and see me now, I'm back here for another podcast session. I have content, I'm talking to you, or you're listening to me. I'm in a good place right now. My head is really good. So, after the last episode, I got our best voice message from Elizabeth Lizzie. Thank you for your voice message. Yes, I'm going to play it on the podcast. Everybody's going to see. I'm telling you, if you send me voice messages after listening to any episode, I'm going to play it on the next episode, because I want people to hear you. I want you to hear yourself. Everybody to hear your opinion about whatever the topic is, because your feedback is very important. Like, it's a priority to me. So for today's topic, I went on my social media handles on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and I asked if paternity leave is really necessary, and I got quite a few feedback. Thank you to everybody that responded. I'm going to read out a few. So I'm going to start with Instagram. On Instagram, Seven Shades Photography says, "Oh yes, it is absolutely necessary, no matter how short the leave might be. Oh, and it is also acknowledged in Nigeria, depending on the company, of course. Yes, that's true. It also helps fathers partake in baby's first moment, either in taking turns to take care of baby or just being present. Thank you at Seven Shade Photography for your comment. Thank you for your contribution. Secondly, I_N_J on Instagram, she says, I'll definitely want my partner to take a paternity leave, not just to be a part of our child's early moments, but also become activated to play the lifelong role of father. I always reiterate that raising children has been matrilocal for generations, and the best form of upbringing where both parents are present is one that is a balance of mother and father in all ramifications. Thank you for your contribution. Thank you for your comments. And last one, the counselor on Instagram also says, yes, it will help out for the women to have a shift. Women have been bearing so much load in childbearing for a long time. Nothing wrong with a man also sharing that precious, delicate early birth memories with his child. I totally agree with you. Thank you all three of you for your contribution. I think that one thing, the three of them are all women, actually. So, thank you very much. So on Twitter, I got, I'm going to read just one comment on Twitter. And this comment is from Dolly Akitoya. Dolly Akitoya is one half of the Road to Curves podcast. If you've not listened to them before, you are on a long thing. They discuss everything about them. Dolly and Isaac are two great parents that, you know, amazing people. I met them at Podcast 2.0 and I was wowed by their intelligence. Check them out at Rose Fest Podcast on Anchor. Dolly says, yes, are you kidding me? It is very necessary. Both parents, mother and father, need to be home for at least a month after the baby is born. I would definitely want my husband to be granted paternity leave. Thank you guys for your contribution. Thanks to each and every one of you for your comments. Thanks for your feedback. So now we are going to go into today's episode proper. My guest, I have Alfred and Shegun here. Shegun is a sales manager at Slot Systems Limited, your number one mobile phone retailer in Nigeria. And Alfred is an OAP. He's also a brand consultant and event manager. So guys, let's take it to Alfred and Shegun as we discuss.
Why do you say paternity leave is not important?
To me, I feel it's a waste of time.
Why?
For men.
Okay.
We are living in Africa. We're living in Nigeria, so to speak, where you've got a lot of bills to pay. There are too many bills. You look at left, it's bills. Look at right, it's bills. And my wife just put to bed. Okay. I have called mother-in-law who just came and is staying with us in the same flat. Same place. I'm not traveling. I leave early in the morning. I go to work. I'm coming back to that same home. I see my child. I see my wife. I help her out before I leave the house in the morning. When I come back, I do the little I can before I have my little rest, and then I go to bed, and then the next morning again. So what's the point for it? I've got bills to pay. Bills is important in this.
The thing about it is before you can have paternity leave, it means you're underpaid employment.
Yes.
And paternity leave, like all leave, even maternity leave, is paid leave.
Yes.
So you're basically, it's not stopping you from paying bills.
Yes.
The essence of it is for you to, because we live in a society
Let me even come in.
Okay.
Now, I'd rather say something.
It depends. Hold on.
I'll say you asking for a paternity leave depends on the level of the relationship with your wife.
Exactly.
If you're saying paternity leave is not, it's a waste of time, then I will tell you don't love your wife.
I
will tell you 100%. If you say paternity leave is a waste of time, yes, then I will tell you, in my own opinion, that you don't love your wife.
Okay.
Now, what is paternity leave? At that time, your wife just put to bed. She has a lot of things to do. She has a lot of running around to do.
Yes.
Now leave the fact that your mother-in-law has come in to do omugwo or not. Your attention is just enough to ease her the pain of that labor. Just your attention.
That she gets every morning.
Just your attention.
We sleep in the same bed before it's, I wake up.
What is the attention you get every morning?
Eh?
What's the attention you get every morning? What are you talking about? Sleeping in the same bed?
Yes, now.
Is that do you know what is attention? Hold on. Do you know what is attention?
I think you're, attention
hold on,
is
I'm sorry. You're giving attention a timeline.
Yes,
you're saying early in the morning, I sleep on the same bed, I call that attention.
That I woke up in the morning, I've got a lot of things to assist her to do before I leave the house in the morning. That's attention.
That's not attention.
That's an attention for
that's,
God.
That's not attention.
That's an attention.
That's
in mean. What angle are you talking about attention? That my MD now, for example, is saying that look, if you are going for this leave, I will not be able to give you social amount of money.
There are some that come with condition, unless it is not in the company's policy.
Now you have to find yourself in a company where it's not under their
so many companies don't have paternity leave in Nigeria, not just in Nigeria, in the world, even in the US and the UK and the rest of it. So many companies don't have paternity leave.
What I'm concerned about here, because I've not gone outside the other country and all, see, in out of 100% of companies in Nigeria, I can categorically tell you 95, if not even 98, don't have it.
You can't even say 99 and you still
my brother, you go lose your job for crying out loud 1 month for that matter. We're not even talking about
nobody's asking to go for 1 month paternity leave.
Okay.
You can do 2 weeks leave.
You can even do 1 week.
It doesn't have to be paternity leave.
Okay, but if
it doesn't have to be paternity, it can be your annual leave. Take some part of your annual leave to stay with your wife who just put to bed. Hold on, and to stay with your baby. That's what you're starting. Do you know what you're doing there?
The wife is
hold on.
The wife,
you're starting. Hold on now.
Because you started by saying that you don't love your wife.
Yes, you don't.
From the angle, you said
paternity is a waste of time. I said, if you say paternity leave is a waste of time, then you don't really love your wife. If you say it is a waste of time. Quotes. If you say it is a waste of time,
when then you don't necessarily love pay.
Sir, like we're saying, you don't have to tell your boss you're going for paternity leave. All you need to do is just my annual leave. I want my leave from 7th to 14th. You don't tell them what you're going for is your leave. Stay with your wife, help her out, get the attention. Even me looking at
she
you in
gets
the afternoon.
Your attention every day. In the morning and in the evening.
Look at what you're talking about.
She has my attention every morning and ever. I'm not traveling.
Do you know what you're talking about?
I come back in the same room. I deprive my friends of sitting out with them to have
I still think it depends on your love language.
I've got weekend to spend with her as well too. So what's the point? There are other things I can do. Hold on,
Like again, I still think it depends on your love language. For me, I'm a sucker for emotions.
I'm a sucker for emotions.
So I want to sit down sometimes, look at my wife, just watch her smile, and then smile back at her. I want to carry my baby down. Go and sleep. I rock the baby for like an hour. Start building a bond between my child, build a bond between my wife. 1 week.
Which you do every evening at least. It doesn't have to be every evening. Are you one of those that just come back and have a shower and then you're eating and then you're going to bed?
But that's okay, what
now. Now, with the present condition of work in Lagos.
Traffic and all.
Yeah. So you tell me you come back and you'll be active. How many men get back home with this traffic and they are active?
They just shower, eat.
If there's a love band,
Yes.
We'll put that into play for you so that you can understand.
What's that?
You're in a workplace working from 8 a.m.
to
5 p.m.
Six p.m.
Yeah.
And then you spend three hours.
How many hours?
In traffic.
Yes. And then
let's assume that you get
2-3 hours.
2-3 hours. So 6 p.m. get up 8 or 9 p.m.
How many hours
do you have?
You have a 9, you have a 10, you have 11, perhaps before you go to bed for 12.
Why would you go to bed for 12?
Because there is a rough band in between you and your wife, and then there are stuff you're going to be discussing. The things that make men go back to bed.
You are very,
very easily when they go back to God is because there's no love band between both of them. Do you understand, man?
Okay.
Because
no, what do you mean what's by love band?
There are things that brings you together. There are things that doesn't make you sleep easily. There are things, of course.
There are sickness.
You've got to listen to her. Oh, you need to see what African magic really.
Alfred, let me point this to you.
One movie like that, and it was so interesting. You know, you listen to her.
Alfred, let me point this to Alfred.
Hmm?
It's not about listening to her. Now, sometimes I get home tired,
mm-hmm.
and my sister is talking to me. She's talking to me, and mm-hmm. I'm sleeping off.
That's your sister.
It doesn't matter. Mm. When you're tired, you're tired. Anything they say is annoying.
Yes.
Mm.
Anything someone is telling you that is not in correlation with what is in your head at that time is annoying.
Mm.
Even
when you are in love with your wife,
leave the love out of it. When you are stressed, you are emotionally locked out.
Stressed out, yeah.
When you're stressed out, mm-hmm. you're back from work. You close from work 6 p.m. where you're supposed to drive for 35 minutes.
Yeah.
You're driving 3 hours to get mm-hmm. home. You get home, let's say. You close 6 p.m. Doesn't mean you're leaving work for 6 p.m.
Okay.
You do some roundup. Mm-hmm. Let's say 6:30 mm-hmm. to 7. Mm-hmm. 3 hours on the road. You go mm-hmm. home after 10 mm-hmm. or past 9. Then at that time, what are you telling me? You're already knackered out.
By the grace of God, I'm not yet married. I've listened to some married men in seminars saying that looking at her. See, there's a place of the love that takes away my stress.
Sorry, sir. Don't listen to married men.
Okay.
Who comes to seminars uh-huh. to tell you these things?
Okay.
They will tell you those things so that you can practice them. Do they really do them? Sorry. Motivational speakers will tell you, I acquire my desire. Are they actually doing that thing?
Yes.
People can come out to tell you different things, but are they actually doing it? Let's put the human factor into these things. My brother, when you get home around that time, you are tired. You cannot even play with your kid. All you want to do is just eat, have a bath.
That takes you back to the weekend. So you have weekend. Saturday, you're not going to work.
Yes. Some people work Monday.
Some work, I understand. But yeah. Well, you have Sunday there.
I think I should, you know.
Let me just give you this simple illustration.
Please hold on. Okay. See, the essence of paternity leave was to give husbands an avenue to spend time with their wives that are nursing their children, because it kind of became how will I put it? The man's own is to get the woman pregnant, and when the baby comes, everything is left for her and the nanny. Or sometimes, like in Africa here, where you have mothers going to visit their daughters, the Igbos call it omugwo and all that.
Yeah.
So basically, all the man has to do is provide, and in that moment, you see a man, he's cheating. So now and she gets to find out in that period, you're causing her emotional pain. Coupled with the fact that she has already gone through physical pain. A lot of women lose themselves when they give birth. There is postnatal depression. Some people lose their mind, they lose themselves. As in, it's a traumatic experience. Not everybody can go. That's why you see people tell you that, oh, if a woman goes through labor and comes out alive, thank God. Because not everybody does that. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Not everybody does that.
Mm.
So now the essence of paternity leave, like I said earlier, is to give men an opportunity to bond with their child.
Mm-hmm.
Give them an opportunity to see what women are going through. Give you an opportunity to, you know, be there and nurse together.
I'm there.
No, but you are saying that it is not necessary because, I mean, you have bills to pay. And the bills are important, yes, but so is your the role you have to play in the role.
I play the role that I'm saying.
So basically, all you have to do.
In American, I'm living in Africa. No, I'm living the same house with her.
Okay, so that's enough. We'll the fact it. That you wake up in the morning,
I do the little I can.
Okay.
I'm not too far from this. I see the kids. Mm-hmm. I play with the kids before I leave. So I assist her in doing some of the domestic work and all of those stuffs, irrespective of the fact that my mother-in-law is already there with us.
That's
and all.
If you have a mother-in-law.
Yeah, of course.
Because not everybody marries a woman that her mom is still alive.
There are nannies and all that plays a role.
If you can afford a nanny.
Of course.
But it's the reality of so many Nigerian women who are mothers that they cannot afford a nanny. So they are left with doing everything by themselves. Do you know what it means to have a newborn? It means every day you have to wash this child's clothes. Every single day, at least for the first 6 months, you don't pile newborns, you don't pile their clothes. As you're bathing, as you're bathing them,
I come back
you're
from
washing
work.
Their
yes,
clothes.
I come back from
you're
work.
Feeding,
yeah.
And you have to feed them.
Yeah.
And sometimes newborns, at least the first 3 months, some of them don't sleep at night. So she sometimes a woman is usually up all night breastfeeding a child.
She has to wake up in the morning. That I will not be able to stay, hear the cry of my little born baby at night.
So we pay all this together. Okay.
I live same house. When the baby cries, it's not crying for her alone. It's crying for the attention of the wife and of course as me too, the husband. So it's not as if I'm not.
But how many men actually get up when the baby cries?
Since you
want to narrow it down to Nigeria, but then we live in a highly patriarchal society.
Yes.
So how many men actually wake up and when they hear the baby crying and say, "Oh no, darling, you know what? Go back to sleep. Let me nurse the child till the child falls asleep." How many men do that?
Of course, there are men that do this as well.
What is the percentage?
I cannot say, but I'm sensitive to anything noise, anything. Once I hear anything singly, I'm up from my bed.
Okay. So, are you up because, would you be up because you're irritated by the sound and you want it to stop? Or because, you actually care?
Yeah,
because it's easier said than done.
Because I care, I'm not married yet. I know the thing. See, I'm concerned about the fact that when your presence becomes too much, there are even bound to be issues.
So you're not totally against paternity leave. You're just feeling like you're going to be a nuisance when you get paternity leave.
Yes.
So that means that is a personal problem you need to work on. It has nothing to do with not just me.
I'm of the opinion that men out there should. In fact, there are stuff you can do. Even if you acquire it from your company, if you have it the whole of the 1 month, my brother, find something to do.
Not just go and sit and wait with your wife.
Bills come first. Bills come first. Bills come first.
So the bills that come first, work and all that, actually, it's much more important than the bonding you're going to form with your newborn.
I'm not saying that the bonding is there for your wife in ways that are more than... It's there for crying out loud. Because you are staying in the same roof. You are staying in the same roof. If you calculate the numbers of hours and you leave the house and the number of hours you stay in the house, in fact, they are almost same time equals. Because if you leave us at about like 6 a.m. or 5:30 a.m., as the case might be in this part of Nigeria that we stay in Lagos, where you have to leave early to beat the traffic and all that, at most by 9 you are back. You have 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then 6. That's 10 hours out of 24 hours. What are we talking about? What more do I need?
Okay, please hold on. Let's start. Sharon, you were about to say something earlier.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, you don't. I'm sure he doesn't know what is called mental stress.
I was actually explaining to
every
you
man that stays in Lagos or stays in Nigeria, mostly in Lagos,
depression.
Should be able to have an idea of what mental stress is all about.
Okay.
If you know what mental stress is all about, then you should not be saying the time you get home is enough for you and your wife and your kids to bond. Well, It's personal, actually.
If there is love.
So there is... This is the reason why most children don't have this relationship with their fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this kind of mindsets.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying the bills, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But they want your love.
Yeah.
The bills is not enough.
Okay.
The time is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me give you an example of myself. All true.
Mm.
The only person
my
that,
kids are not even
hold
at home.
On
not even at home.
Please
hold
on,
on
please.
Hold
allow
on
him.
Now.
Okay.
Sorry,
all
him.
True. Most times, my school runs were done by my mom. My open days were done by my mom. My PTA meetings were done by my mom. What time do we see my dad? In the night. And mostly, when he's coming in the night itself, the moment we hear his car sound outside, as a disciplinarian that he is, we all form sleep. And then from there, we all knock. We all sleep off. So I don't get that bond with my father. I have the bond with my mother.
Mm.
So it taught me something. That the man was the man providing for everything. But the person we got to know really was the mother. Because she's the one that we saw that she has supposedly has the genuine love for us.
Okay,
so,
but
see, the thing is this. Someone you give attention to, we miss you when you're not around.
Yeah.
Your child, if you give your child attention, like me, I want to be able to get back home on time, do my kids' assignments with them. If I get married, if I have my kids, I want to get home on time. To guys, okay, what do you have from school? Where's your homework? I want to see their homework. I want to do the assignment with them. Then after they rested, we play games. Play video games. We play outdoor games. I want to create that bond. I don't want them to be. It should be a 50-50 tussle of affection or attention between me and my wife.
Mm. Yeah, but
that's what I'm saying. The children attention should be a 50-50 tussle between me and my wife. So when I'm not around. I have a friend here that the wife calls and will say, we'll just call him and say, Che, just call the wife will call him and just say, ah, Che, after an hour, what's up? Say, it's your son that wants to talk to you. The boy just say, Daddy, I miss you. That's just what the boy wants to tell to the father. That's because there's been a bond that's been created. Imagine that boy does not even care if the father is not around. So that's the mistake we are making. That's the mistake the generation before us, my fathers, have made. We should try not to make the same mistake of giving the responsibility of taking care of the children and the house to the wives, saying we are after the bills.
But then, on the flip side, being able to provide consistently, you know, go out there, work hard, make money to pay bills, children's school fees, rent, feeding, and the rest of them could also be said to be love.
Yeah.
The father loves the wife and the children. It could also be.
It is love.
It is love that is making that young man leave that early, goes out there, struggle to come back and pay the bills, want to see them in school. School fees should be paid, rent should be paid, drop money for their feeding.
But the
drop money
this.
For their. I mean, it is love.
I'm not disputing that.
From what he just finished saying, this kid should be mentored, should be teached by the woman who is available for them, making them to understand the fact that, look, this time
I
your
did not
father
see,
is not getting
I,
for you.
I did not say
it
that.
It is for the fact that he wants you to have a better future.
I did not say that.
No, no.
The man is loving the kids.
Yeah.
He has gone out to stress his ass out to make money from them. But the truth is, does the children understand that?
They don't.
That's why you
and
have the wife. The job of the wife.
That's not the job of the wife.
It's the job of the wife to play more of that role.
No.
And his own little time too, he has a load to play.
That is the reason.
Don't forget
why
the fact that he's the one that dropped them at school as he's going. And now, even bring it back to Lagos, for example, now kids live early. As I'm going to work, I'm taking my kids, I drop them at their school. As they are finishing for 2:30 or 2:30 p.m. or they're about 3 p.m. they are enrolling in a lesson. Most kids in Lagos don't come back home not until about 6:30.
I don't find that healthy.
Yes, yes. That's what I'm just saying.
Because you're outsourcing the responsibility of raising your child to strangers because your time is not a luxury you can afford.
Did you listen to me while I was talking? I said I want to get back home to homeschool my kids.
Yes.
Because I don't want to.
So you might be depriving them of lessons that their mates are undertaking.
What's their mates? Why? What is the essence of this?
They will cry for you that my father goes. They stay in same
no,
lesson.
But the thing is that right now people don't really take their kids to lesson. They come home and they teach the kids.
Now let me tell you, why would they cry? Why would they cry that their mates are not doing it? That's because when they get to school and they are underperforming, when I get home. And I take my kids.
You have a point there. Yeah.
And I take my kids. I will even teach
on
my kids.
On a given assignment.
I'll give them the assignment and I will start training them ahead. Let me tell you, there was a boy that was giving birth to in my house. When my father built the house, they were the first tenants we had. His name is Tosin.
But
in primary four. Hold on, in primary four.
Yeah.
I took my time.
You have a very good point.
I took my time. From primary four, we already finished his primary school syllabus. We're already doing GSS work. Because I take him every evening once he gets home. Maths, English.
I understand the angle at which Mr. Sheik is coming from.
Right now, a lot of people don't have luxury of time. Sorry, please, excuse me.
Okay.
A lot of fathers in Nigeria and the world, they don't have luxury of time to, you know, come back home and teach their kids due to
He's a teacher. That's why he's talking about
people that
angle.
Own their own businesses.
Yes.
Don't really have time.
Yeah.
So that is the essence of the paternity leave.
Oh.
Even if it's just that first 1 month before the child start working,
create the bond.
Create a bond before a child that is you just giving birth to does not even understand anything. First.
No. Excuse me. That's a lie. There's a reason why a child, the moment the mom carries the child knows that. That's why doctors or pediatricians will always tell you, touch the child, because
why is it that when they give a child to a stranger, the child starts to cry?
If he gives to the mom,
he gives back to the mother, keeps quiet.
That's because children, they're still developing. So at that moment, it's just their senses that they are
the
using.
The senses are connecting with yours.
They use the sense of already in the womb, they've already connected with their mom. That's how you see some children when you're listening to music.
Okay,
a child in the womb.
I'm trying to tell you that.
That first month, if it's during the first month that you're going to take when the baby comes to do all that, it gives you an opportunity to bond with your child.
When you carry your child, your child will know that this feeling is familiar. He gets it today.
And then when your wife tells you that, oh darling, the baby's head is hot or the child is vomiting and all that, because you are familiar with your baby's mannerisms, even though this child doesn't know how to talk, it makes you, when she's talking about the child, it's easier for you to understand what she's saying without her having to spell everything out. I don't know if you're following me. So although to you that the paternity leave might be, although some men, if they give them paternity leave, they become a nuisance. So it's better they stay in the office. So are you from what you've said so far, you're saying that you will become a nuisance.
And problem will generate.
Oh my god, that means that is a personal problem you need to deal with. And not that the whole concept or the whole idea of paternity leave is a complete waste of time.
Okay, my code better here. What do I understand very this, well?
Okay, wait. This is not a debate. We're actually having a conversation. I don't know if you're getting it.
You want me a co-conversor?
Yeah, a co-conversor. Because what from the angle Mr. Sheik was coming out from is all the fact that he's a teacher.
Okay.
Now, how many men today do you even understand, have idea of the kind of things that they teach a child from about 1 year to 2 years to 3 years to 4 or 5 years thereabout? They don't even have idea of what. We're living in a world whereby a father was talking the other time, was saying that he said, what do you say? I got to my apartment where I'm staying. I've stayed there for the past 3.5 years now to 4 years. A child I met in that same compound going to school, I just recently last week, I was like, what class are you? He said, primary one. I said, what? What have you been doing? I got to understand that there's now what we call
basic education.
No, reception.
Reception one, reception two.
And even reception
is preschool.
I mean, you know, so you look at it now. So a lot of parents today do not even have an idea of what these kids ought to be taught at that same prime time and all. So and some parents or most parents can't even teach. So it's for only those that are gifted to that aspect.
No.
Yeah. But I think you're deviating from the topic, because if you're talking paternity leave,
mm-hmm.
you're not talking about a child that's already formed, developed, can communicate and all that. No, it's a child that has just been given birth.
Yes.
The first 2 weeks, the first 1 month, the first three months of a child. That's when you
time.
Form.
That's the best time to bond with your child.
With your child.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
That's the best time.
Because he talked about teaching and taking care of assignments, games, you know, with them and all of those stuff. That's why
he's saying Sheldon actually is saying that these are the things that he would like. Is wishful thinking. These are the things. Okay. These are the kind of plans. Well, this is the kind of family he would want to have.
And I have a kid. I want to have time for my family. I want to have time for my kids. Get home with them. Do the assignments together. Homeschool them.
Okay, so guys, we are reaching a 30 minute mark. It's 29 minutes right now, and I need to stop this podcast. But to summarize it, Alfred, you are on the opinion that paternity leave is a complete waste of time.
Yeah.
Okay. And Shagun is like,
that's the best thing that ever happened to a man.
To a man. Okay,
that's
good.
That's the best thing that can ever happen to a man.
So thank you for your contributions to this topic, Alfred. Thank you. This is the first time. This is actually Shego's second time of being on the podcast.
Oh, really?
Yes. The other time he spoke about life as a man in Nigeria. And if you're listening to this, you can actually check. I think two episodes down is Life as a Man in Nigeria. And until next week. But before that, do not forget to like all our social media handles. On Facebook is The Oge Show. On Twitter and Instagram is The Oge Show. Don't forget to join in the conversations. And yes, to everyone that left us a voice message, thank you. Thank you, Lizzie. Until next week. Bye for now.